سورة الطارق. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسماء والطارق. By the heaven and the stars which visits at night. وما أدراك ما الطارق. And what will you make you realize? What is that star which visits at night? النجم الثاقب. It is a star of piercing brightness. The Arabs used to worship it. إِن كُلُّ نَفْسٍ لَمَّا عَلَيْهَا حَافِظ. This is the مُقْسَمْ عَلَيْهِ. These quotes on this. إِن كُلُّ نَفْسٍ لَمَّا عَلَيْهَا حَافِظ. There is not a single soul but has a watcher over it. Verily on every soul there is a watcher and guardian. فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ مِمَّا خُلِقَ. So man should think and see from what he has been created. خُلِقَ مِنْ مَعَيْنْ دَعْفِقٍ. He was created from a gushing fluid. يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بَيْنِ الصُّلْبِ وَالتَّرَائِبِ. Which issues from between the loins and the ribs. That is actually the place where the testicles used to be. But then they descended down into the scrotal sac. So the spermatic fluid traverses the whole, you know, the distance back. So this is بَيْنَ الصُّلْبِ وَالتَّرَائِبِ. إِنَّهُ عَلَى رَجْعِهِ لَقَادِرٌ. When he created man out of the drop of sperm, the gushing liquid coming out, can he not recreate him? Verily, he is able to bring him back to life in resurrection. يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرُ. The day when the secrets will be examined. فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَلَا نَاصِرٍ. So there will be no strength and no helper for anyone. وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الرَّجْعِ. By the heaven which sends rain after rain, recurring. وَالْأَرْضِ ذَاتِ الصَّدْعِ. And by the earth which splits. When you know a growth comes out of it, any tree, anything, plant, it splits. وَالْأَرْضِ ذَاتِ الصَّدْعِ. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ. Surely this Quran is a decisive speech. It's going to decide the fates of the people. وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْمِ. And it is not an amusing joke. Don't take it easily. Don't take it lightly. When this Quran has come down, as we read in Surah Bani Israel, وَبِالْحَقِّ أَنزَلْنَاهُ وَبِالْحَقِّ نَزَلْنَاهُ. We have sent down it with truth, total truth. And it has come down with total truth. So now, the fate of the nations will be decided by this Quran. As there is a very clear hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Sahih of Imam Muslim, rahimahullah, from Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. عن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله يرفع بهذا الكتاب أقواما ويضع به آخرين. Now Allah will raise nations due to this book and will bring them down when they turn their backs to it. This is what happened to the Muslim Ummah. وہ زمانے میں معزز تھے مسلمان ہو کر اور تم خار ہوئے تاریخ قرآن ہو کر. اقبال ہے جیون ڈائگنوسس. خار از مہجور یہ قرآن شدی شکوہ سنجے گردش دورہ شدی اے تو شبنم بر زمیں افتندئی در بغل داری کتاب زندگی. انہ لقول فصل وما ہوا بالحزم. بٹ ایز فار دی پریزنٹ انہم یقیدون کیدا. او محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, these disbelievers, your enemies and our enemies, they are planning their plans. They are plotting against you and Islam and Quran. And I am also having a plan. I have a plot of my own. So my plan will succeed. But Grant a delay and respite to these disbelievers. Don't make haste. Vara tajal alayhim. Don't wish that it should be decided for them very soon. No. Maskilhum. Famaskilil kafirin. Give them some delay and respite. Amhilhum. Please respite them. Kuwaida. Gently for a while. We appeal, you know. Leave them alone for some time. Give them the time. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات